Please be seated, and if there are other youngsters who'd care to join us, you're welcome to come on down. If it makes you feel better to bring a parent or grandparent or friend, that's perfectly all right. Don't you just love your teachers? I did. Oh my goodness. Now, I didn't have a preschool where I grew up. I didn't even have a kindergarten, so I started school at first grade. But I had Sunday school teachers before I actually went to first grade. And I just loved those Sunday school teachers. And then when I got to school, I just loved my teachers. And I want to tell you about a few of them. I've mentioned her before, but my second grade teacher, Gwen Jones. She was so young. She had just graduated from college. It was her first year of teaching. And I thought she was just wonderful. Not only because I learned some really great stuff from her, but just who she was. I wanted to grow up to be like her. Then in eighth grade, I had Mr. Cooper. Mr. Cooper was the principal of our school, but he also taught eighth grade. This was a small kind of country school. And I thought Mr. Cooper was great. He was pretty strict, but he also let us be creative. He let me adapt a Mark Twain short story and turn it into a play and then direct it. I had no idea what I was doing, but that didn't matter to him. And then we put it on for the entire class. It was so much fun. Long as we followed his rules, we were able to be as creative as we wanted to be. And then in high school, I had two teachers, again, who were new to teaching, Mr. and Mrs. Tidwell. They came to teach English at my high school, but they also taught drama and put on plays, and I got to be in those plays, and I decided not only did I want to be a teacher, I wanted to be a director of plays. I wanted to be them. That's what it means when we say somebody wants to be a disciple of someone. It's not just a matter of learning what they have to teach. We want to be like that person. Now, today we're going to be talking about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. And as we all know, there are lots of great things that Jesus taught us that are important to learn. But a part of being a disciple is not just learning stuff. It's a relationship. It's wanting to be like our teacher, wanting to be like Jesus in this case. So we're going to talk a little bit more about how a disciple becomes a disciple. And it doesn't happen all at once. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a pretty long process, but it's a wonderful process as long as we keep in mind the person that we want to grow to be like. And in this case, it's Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for sending us people into our lives that we want to be like. Teachers, coaches, family members, friends, those people who inspire us. Thank you most of all for those who have pointed us toward Jesus and for sharing your love with us through Jesus. We want to be like him. With your help, we believe we can. In his name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for coming down.